भारतीय मीडिया में खबरों के अनुसार डीसी कॉमिक्स के प्रसिद्ध राइटर ब्रैड मेल्ट्ज़र महात्मा गांधी पर इस साल एक ग्राफिक नॉवल लेकर आ रहे हैं, तो हमने इस विषय पर सिडनी में स्थित राइटर सुनील बदामी से संपर्क साधा।
Don't really have any particular problem at all, given that Meltzer, the author, has said that he believes that the world needs to hear Gandhi's lessons about nonviolence. And he is approaching it, I guess, from a very respectful perspective. I mean, it is interesting because a few years ago, a minor Marvel comic called The Exiles, Volume 2, about some characters that were loosely associated with the X-Men, happened to have a Mahatma Gandhi character briefly appear in one of the comics. And it was a character that happened to, or the appearance of this Mahatma Gandhi kind of transformed from a Hitler character. It's a long story, very convoluted, like most cartoons. And so I guess if there is a kind of, not just a, rather than being a flippant way of approaching Gandhi and his legacy, but a respectful one and hopefully an honest one as well, then I don't have any problem with it at all.
वहीं सुनील बदामी ने इस विषय में अपनी राय रखते हुए कहा,
I guess the big issue, and I'm going to sound a little bit controversial here, Pallavi, is that unfortunately, given the heroic status that Gandhi has in India and in the West, I'm not sure that it's necessarily going to be a completely, you know, honest or true account of his entire legacy. I mean, there a lot of, for a lot of academics and historians in India and around the world, there are problems with some aspects of Gandhi's legacy, but you know, if the message of non-violence and ahimsa and treating other people with respect is one that certainly, especially now, can be spread more widely.
सुनील बदामी से हमने अगला सवाल ये पूछा कि क्या कभी-कभी ग्राफिक्स या चित्रालेख संदेश पहुंचाने में संभवतः ज्यादा सक्षम होते हैं?
Yeah, totally. I mean, look, the thing is I think a lot of people get very snobby about the idea of the graphic novel. You know, that somehow it's just a comic book. But we've seen in books like Art Spiegelman's Mouse or Persepolis how powerfully stories can be communicated, especially with images as well. And look, what I really do love about this proposed idea is that there'll be so many different contributors, not just people from the West, but also people from India. And I think it will give us a kind of really well-rounded or faceted image or idea of Gandhi beyond kind of stale and musty history books. I mean, the thing is that the world has changed, media has changed, the way that we consume media and art has changed. And I think if we can, if other artists and writers can find a way to, I guess, produce messages or make those stories valid and relevant to new audiences, we'll still have classics. But it will bring more and more people into the fold to try and discover the lessons of the past. Meltzer is pretty well known for the extensive research that he does. And both former Presidents Bill Clinton and George H.W. Bush count him as one of the most authoritative non-fictional writers in America, even though he also does comic books and legal thrillers.
वहीं हमने श्री बदामी से यह भी पूछा कि क्या ये अंतर्राष्ट्रीय टीम महात्मा गांधी के जीवन और उनकी विरासत की बारीकियों को पकड़ पाएगी?
Well, I guess any kind of collaborative effort is kind of, you know, they call a camel a horse by committee. And I suppose the more people you have involved in the mix, you're more likely to get a camel than a masala. But I'm hoping that it kind of reflects that unifying spirit that Gandhi did kind of embody in independence. You know, I guess the idea that we can all come together and the things that unite us, our essential humanity, is far greater than the things that may divide us, like our particular nationality or ethnicity.
सुनील बदामी ने जाते जाते भारतीय स्वतंत्रता संग्राम के दूसरे नायकों के बारे में हमें बताते हुए कहा,
To be honest, one of my two favorite Amar Chitrakartas, which we all a lot of us grew up with in India and in Australia, were of Karna and of the great B.R. Ambedkar. And it's a shame that other great Indian heroes like Bhagat Singh or B.R. Ambedkar or Netaji are not as recognized or as familiar in the West, because they also, you know, achieved a great deal for Indian independence. I'm always wary of the idea that the West, I think, is a hangover from the 1960s, assumes that, you know, everybody in India must be spiritually enlightened and held to a kind of higher level of understanding than anyone else. I think it's a kind of fetishization. I think there are lessons, important lessons, to be learnt, especially in regards to non-violence, which were also followed by people as great as Martin Luther King and Nelson Mandela in the struggle for their people. And I hope that, you know, especially in a time of such turmoil, I hope that the lessons of understanding each other and understanding that we're all essentially the same and have the same wishes and dreams is one that can be spread more widely. I mean, I really feel people more than ever should remember the saying, that great saying by Gandhi, which was that, you know, when you fight eye for an eye, or you take an eye for an eye, the whole world ends up blind. I hope more people can see that. And if this comic book can do it, that's great.